If I signed a consent form before surgery, have I waived my rights to a medical malpractice case? Wow, that is, I gotta really talk fast. I got a lot to pack in on that one. So, there's different types of medical malpractice cases. One type of a medical malpractice case is an informed consent case. In an informed consent case, you allege that the doctor or medical provider failed to provide you informed consent to the procedure. For instance, if they didn't tell you that in a back surgery, if they didn't tell you that you could become paralyzed, because you can become paralyzed in a back or a neck surgery, then you may have a claim. I very rarely take informed consent medical malpractice cases because the consents that are usually done, the form consents are usually pretty thorough and doctors usually do a pretty good job. It's not, you don't go into a back surgery with one little 10-minute conversation with your doctor. It's usually more informed. And then you have a causation problem. So medical malpractice cases usually involve a breach of the standard of care, or where the doctor was negligent. They didn't look before they cut. They forgot to, they gave you the wrong medication. They gave you the wrong dose of a medication. They failed to, there's a whole host of things. They knew you had an infection for a year and never gave you antibiotics. They knew you had a mass on your liver and they never checked to see if it was cancer or something. I mean, you know, so those are breaches of the standard of care. But your question, I'm reading your question again, I'm sorry. If you sign the consents, if you did sign the consent, no, you don't waive your medical malpractice case. Let me answer that question better. No. However, here's something interesting. So WashU and some other providers have mandatory arbitration provisions in some of the documents. So let's say you go get treated at a doctor, and in one of the many forms you signed an arbitration provision. So do you, and that means you can't go to a jury trial. That means you waive your right under the Seventh Amendment of the Constitution to have a jury trial. You have to go to some random arbitrator that you don't know. So you have some single old, usually they're old white guys. Usually you have some single, one single old white guy deciding your case instead of a jury of 12 people of your peers. So you don't, if you sign a consent form before surgery, you don't waive your medical malpractice case, but you may, you have to be concerned because you may have waived, you may have some secret arbitration provision. So if you ever have that, cross it out. Say you could, let's say you have a form and there's 30 things and you don't agree to one, cross it off. Whenever you go skiing, you go ice, you go roller skating, you go to a gymnastics thing for your kid or a climbing gym, you got to sign the waiver. Well, you're signing away your rights. There you are signing away your rights. And those contracts are enforced. You know where they're especially enforced? In every state where there's a mountain where people ski, then the law is really tough. They also have good orthopedic surgeons though in those places. You're kind of random. So not random, because people hurt themselves. So, but here's a trick. A lawyer friend of mine did one time. He would cross it off and he would write on there, "I waive all my rights except for your negligence." So if you ever want a trick, you can write, "I waive all my rights against you except if you're negligent," which is the only right you have anyway to sue them.